Okay. I'm just going to chart out the Shabbatai, the Gemara. Make sure we have it down. I know you did it all, but I want to make sure it's, because each step is going to be very important. Okay, Rava tells us a chiddush that if you put a get into a chatzer and you transfer the chatzer to the Isha, migureshes. So it's haknas ha-chatzer, with a get b'tocho, migureshes. Okay, the Gemara is a long shot of Ataria, and then we get to Abai. And Abai fundamentally disagrees with this case. Why does he disagree with this case? Because Abai learns that Chatzer is learned out is derived from Yad. And we have a rule when it comes to Yad, is Yad has to be have capacity to be Megaresh, Bain Midaita, Bain Bal Karcha. In other words, Yad teaches me that for a get to be valid, it has to have a potential, has to be subject to Bal Karcha. Get has to be subject to Bal Karcha, which means that if the efficacy of the get is entirely in her control, Eina Megureshes. Chatzer is learned out midin Yad, and if that is ruled by Yad, that's going to be the rule when it comes to Chatzer. And in this particular case, who's in control of the get, essentially? She's in control. Why? Because if she doesn't want to accept the Chatzer as a Matana, if she denies acceptance, then she can block the gerushin. Does she have capacity to deny acceptance? She can, and therefore it's in her control, and therefore according to Abaye, this halacha is going to be eina migureshes, because it's subject to her control. That is Abaye's statement. Comes along Rabbi Shimi, and Rabbi Shimi says, there is no such din. This din that Abaye seemingly made up, that for a get to be effective, it must be subject to Bal Korcha, does not exist. How do I know that? Because Shliach LeKabbalah is an example of a situation where you have, she appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, the efficacy of that get that is now going to be delivered to that Shliach is in her control. Why? Because let's say before the receipt of the Shliach, of the get, she goes ahead and she cancels the Shlichus. She's Mevatel LeShlichus. Does she have the power to do that? Yes, she does. And since she has the power to do that, it remains to a degree under her control. And as a result, according to Abaye's thesis, it should not be good. Yet we know that a woman can appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. Therefore, the din of Shliach LeKabbalah disproves Abaye's thesis. And therefore, we're back to the din of Rava, and it's going to work. So far, so good? Let's just see Rashi for a second. Rashi writes, "V'hashlichus isha osa shlech lekabala midaita, aval bal korcha ena nasa shlucha shetitka reish pekabala so, aval bal osa shlech lekabala minosin al korcha." So the isha shlichus is under her. Once she establishes shlech lekabala, it's midaita. It's under her control. Okay. So now comes along Abaye, and with the maskana sagamora, Abaye comes up with two responses to Rashi. Response number one is, don't talk to me about shlichus, because shlichus is a separate gzeres hakasav of v'shilach v'shilcha, and that is a separate and distinct parsha. What exactly is this first answer essentially say?
Yeah! The fact that it has to be subject to Bal Korcha, it does still apply?
It does still apply where?
In chatzer.
Why?
Because we still learn that.
It applies in dinim that are within the orbit of God. Chatzer is in the orbit of Yad. Now there is a new track of divorce. What's the new track of divorce? Yeah. Shlichus. That's a separate track. There's a Yad track, and that's subject to Yad rules. Chatzer is subject to those rules. And there's a new track. There's called the Shlichus track. In the Shlichus track, if you're in that track, are you subject to this subject to Bal Korcha rule and requirement? No, you're not subject to that, so don't ask me a kashrus shlichus. That's a separate and distinct track. That is comment number one. And that's a fine, okay, you got a gzeres hakasav. Abaye stands, Rav Shimi stands, and all is peaceful in the world. If machlokas Abaye and Rav.
What was Rav?
He says, shlichus lekabbalah is an example where the woman is in control. She, it's midaita. The get is going to be midaita because she has to appoint a shliach. If she wants to cancel a shliach, she can. She has that element of das infusion control, and therefore that should flout Abaye's rule, Abaye's objection. So comes on Abayi and says, that doesn't fly. That's a separate shrak of get. Has nothing to do with Chatzar and Yad. Then Abayi says something that's really going to be the topic of at least the first part of today's shiur. And that is, comes along Abayi, and Abayi says, V'i boy is Eima, Shlichus le'kabbalah nami ashkuchon bal korcha. Rabbo say, are there two tracks? Are we saying new track? No, it is not a new track. Shlichus does not represent the new track. Shlichus also must be subject to bal korcha. Shlichus also must be subject to bal korcha. So how is shlichus subject to bal korcha over here? Because you have an... How do we solve the shlichus problem? I can come up with a case of shlichus where what? Where it's subject to bal korcha. What's your case of shlichus that's subject to bal korcha? You have the av bas, which is a shlichus situation. Does the bas have any say in the matter? No. Yet it's a shlichus case. Since the shlichus case, that is what? Yeshno bal korcha. That means that this category of shlichus does exist bal korcha. Once it does exist bal korcha, Rav Shimi's taina is no longer a taina. No. So Abayi's rule. What is Abayi's rule? What's his rule? It must be able to be done bal korcha. Has that rule been disproven? Anywhere?
No.
No. Because even shlichus can be done bal korcha. How do I know it can be done bal korcha? From the case of av. It can be done bal korcha. Therefore, shlichus is subject to bal korcha. Chatzar is not subject to bal korcha. And therefore, by a case of chatzar, transcending the chatzar, it's inner control, inner megureshes.
In his world, chatzar and shlichus are not linked.
The rule of Abayi stands. And now when the rule of Abayi is applied to the case of Chatzar, is the woman in control, yes or no? Chatzar Matana, is she in control, yes or no?
Yes.
She's in control. Since she's in control, what's the din? Ena Migureshes. And Abayi argues on. Okay. I'm going to make one point right now. That's a very simple, basic point. Before we get to Tulsa, before we get into anything. What is Rav Shimi going to respond to this argument? Not going with Tulsa. Not going with Tos. Tos makes a strong case. But I'm not going with Tos right now. What is Rav Shimi going to respond?
Yeah! Those are two totally different cases. They're fundamentally different.
So you're saying what Tos is saying. That's what Tos is.
No, that's not Tos.
Yeah, that's what Tos is.
No, Tos was asked, isn't it the same? Meaning, if you're going to apply the fact that they're different, then you have to apply the fact that they're different for shlichus also. But here he's saying that he would say, okay, they're fundamentally different. So how could you can't say that.
I'm looking for something else. Libel.
She's a katana and Av is the Av is the daughter.
Who's in Da?
Av is the daughter. What do you mean?
His father's name. Katana, she doesn't have Das. Therefore, just like she's married by giving you Kesar.
Who is the Baal Dover in the case of a father and a katana? The father is the Baal Dover. Meaning, is he operating b'Torah Shlichus? He's not operating b'Torah Shlichus. He's operating as the principal, not the agent. And therefore, don't bother me with Av and Katana. That has nothing to do with the scenario. How does Abayi understand Av and Katana? He understands, no, she is the principal. He is the Torah-assigned Shliach. And therefore, it's still within the world of Shlichus. Why did Torah assign him with that task and responsibility? Because we assume, based on old television shows, father knows best. And therefore, the Torah basically gave authority to the father as shlichus. Ma? He lo yichalal ki en lo yad. Zachin ha-Torah mana oto ke-shliach. Ma she'en ken, eich lomid Rav Shimi? Mendel! Eich lomid Rav Shimi? Nu, eich lomid Rav Shimi? She'ha'av hu ha-baal davar. Ve'en kan... Ein kan shlichus. And therefore, it's not bal korcha. Because why?
Not,
it's not bal korcha at all. Why? Because it has das. Who's das? The Baal Dover's das.
You could answer in two different ways. You could say that it's not shliach, and you could say it's not Baal Korcha.
You need to say that it's not shlichus to get to it's not Baal Korcha. But okay.
You see in Svara, but you don't need to say it's not shlichus.
Right. Okay. Anyway, that's okay.
I remember
correctly from the tradition
that there's also
discussion. Yeah, for sure. Same issue.
Like, then it sounds like he's being the one that's married. Like,
he is the Baal Dover on her Kiddushin. He's the Baal Dover on her Kiddushin. Now, Rabosai, I want to say something that's problematic. I want to say something problematic, but I don't know what I'm going to say. Problematic, but I'm going to say it. What's the machlokes about? Why does Abaye maintain this din? Well, what's this din mean? That if it's a gerushin that is totally, that doesn't have an element of Baal Korcha, it's not a good gerushin. What's the idea there? What's the idea? Like, why? Why can't a gerushin be exclusively midaita? What's the idea?
Because if the woman's not the accepted get Baal Korcha.
It's a reverse aguna. Wow, that's interesting. I wasn't thinking that. That's in other words, there's an assumption, which might be a very sexist assumption, but it's an assumption that women, as a default, want to be married. That's the assumption. As a default, want to be married, and therefore. Because of that default assumption, if a scenario of gerushin is always subject to her acquiescence and control, that would yield an inability, an igun situation. That would yield an inability of this marriage to be severed. Now that's partially true. But there are other ways to get divorced. There are other ways to get divorced. In other words, you don't want to get divorced. That's an interesting idea. I just want to maybe expand it a little bit further. Is that we've seen this already. We have a din of, and someone mentioned this in Seder, I think was a meaningful comment. We have a din of Tzlik Gitek Me'al Gabay Karga. What does the din of Tzlik Gitek Me'al Gabay Tara tell you? What does that tell you? That the husband has to be the Megarish. He has to be the Megarish. Why should that be? So again, I think Rav Schechter mentioned this last time he was here, is because he has to be in the Megaresh, because at the end of the day, she is Ha'isha Niknes. And because Ha'isha Niknes, and that is how the process works, she's a Gabra, she's a person, but she is the Dover HaNiknes. And as the Dover HaNiknes, so the mechanism of kinyan cannot be something that is subject to her blockage. It's not something that she can stop. She can't. In other words, it has to be something that's in his control, not her control, as the davar hanikas. That would be a bias svara. Rava maintains it might be the davar hanikas, but it will not passel a vehicle of gerushin just because she has a veto type of power in this particular instance. Rav is saying that the fact that she has a veto does not change anything, does not disrupt anything. It still requires, he still is the Megarish, he still has to give her the get. She can have a veto in certain scenarios, that's okay, and that's not going to invalidate the Maisa Gerish. Okay, Rav said that's the easy stuff. I want to get a little more complicated. And I've gotten a lot of resistance, but I'm just learning a Tosfos. So I just need you to kind of hear the words of Tosfos, hear the argument of Tosfos. If you don't like it, I don't know what to say, but I'm just trying to learn a Tosfos. Yeah, Mendel?
I have a question on Korcha, I guess.
In general? You can, but not this moment. Okay?
Why does the buyer hold that her veto holds back the get?
Because she is the Dover HaNiknes. And as the Dover HaNiknes, her voice cannot be a vetoing voice.
Just thinking simply, that would yield so many.
What?
Just be a woman having, meaning in general, like, if one party wants to get divorced, another one, even like, you see the opposite. Like, there's an element of Baal Korcha on both sides.
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, we force the man.
Right.
And with the famous Rambam, we'll beat him up until he says, Rotza ani,
right.
But it cannot be done against his will. It has to be done with his will. We might knock the will into him, but it has to be done with his will. As opposed to the Isha, it can be done against her will. Okay, Rabosai, let us see the Tosis. Okay, now Rabosai, again, I need you to really concentrate. Stay with me. Take. You can take that. Stay with me. I want to see if I can explain this properly and clearly. Tosis writes as follows. Liboy seima shlichus l'kabbalah nami ashka bal korba. Mashma, shirotza lomer. Da afilu yis raboy shlichus miyada, even if we learn shlichus miyada. In other words, there's one track. It's all one track. It's not a shlichus track and a yad track. It's all one track. Nicha came to ask when shlichus bal korba, yidei av. Even though every other shliach is her das, but by Av it's a shlichus shalomi daite. Okay, that was the Gemara. That's Abai's second answer. Shmuley, Vitain. Again, gentlemen, is our case that we're talking about a case of Av? No. In Rav Shimi's case, a woman appoints a shliach to receive a get, and a husband puts the get by her by that shliach. Does she have an element of control?
Yes.
If a second before the husband puts the get by the shia, she says, but la shlichus, is it the get?
No.
So she has an element of control. She assigned the shliach, she can be mavat la shliach, that gives her control. Are we talking about a father case? No. Says Rav Abaye, but since there is a father case, and the father is in what category according to Abaye? Shlichus category. So is the category of shlichus subject to get bal korcha?
Yes.
Since the category of shlichus is subject to get bal korcha, shlichus as a category is what? Is bal korcha. Good? Is our case a case of Abba?
No.
Is our case a case of bal korcha? No. But since there is a case that is bal korcha, what's the name of the case? Abba. Then even in a non-Abba case, it's called subject to Bal Korcha. Is it subject to Bal Korcha in this particular case that we're talking about?
No.
But since there is a case, it's subject to, even in this case. So comes along Tosfos and says, no. Why no? Because in Chatzer, is Chatzer in a given case subject to Bal Korcha?
Yes.
If it's her Chatzer all along, and I put the get there, and she says, no, I don't want it. And I say, I don't care. And she says, no. I don't want it. I love you. And she says, he says, yeah, but I don't love you. And he puts the get into her chatzer. What's the din? Mikuresh. So is there a case of chatzer that can be done because of get bal korcha?
Yes.
So says Tosis, is chatzer subject to bal korcha?
Yes.
So therefore, by the argument of Abaye, what should be the din, listen carefully, when the husband puts a get into his chatzer and now transfers the chatzer as a matana to her? What should be the din? It should. Why? It should be good. Why? Because as a category, is chatzer nitan le bal korcha?
Yes.
Once it's as a category nitan bal korcha, do I care about this particular case?
No.
I don't care about this particular case. Who taught me that? Not Rav Shimi. Abaye taught me that. So I'm using the same exact argument Abaye makes by what? By shlichus. And I'm plugging it into where?
To chatzer.
And now, guess what? Abaye ought to agree with? With Rava. Yeah.
What?
It's Bach.
Right?
EFC.
She
doesn't want it.
In the Matana case.
Yes.
She doesn't want it. So can she block it?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Matana case, no?
Can she block it? Hello, can she block it?
Yes.
Can she go ahead and block shlichus?
Even if she
can. She block shlichus?
Yes.
Yes. So if she blocks shlichus, and we don't care, why don't we care? Why don't we care that she can block shlichus?
It's not one case.
Because we have the one case. What one case? So too, the fact that she can block what? The Chatzer Matana. I don't care. Why don't I care? Because I got chatzer cases where she can't block. So therefore, the category of chatzer works bal karcha. Therefore, the category of shlichos works bal karcha, and I'm good to go. And Abaye makes no sense. This is so simple. It's so simple. I gotta go back to Kita Gimel.
It's so simple.
Matana. Rava says. What does Rava say? Migureshes. What does Abaye say? Can we take it outside? What does Abaye say? No, what does Abaye say? What does Abaye say? Hello? He says, Eina Migureshes. Why Eina Migureshes? Because Ba'inan Balkarcha. And here it's not Balkarcha. She has veto power. She has veto power. Rava, what does Rava say about veto power? He says, I don't care about veto power. It's okay. She can have veto power. It doesn't make a difference. Comes along Rav Shimi says, I'll give you a kasha from Shlichus. Shlichus Yochiach. That what? That even though she has veto power, she has veto power. And what's the din? It's still Migureshes. Comes along Abaye and says, Abaye, yeah, but I have a Shlichus case of Avin Bas. And what's the din? It's Bal Karcha. It's Bal Karcha. And it works. And it's Migureshes. So once I have a case Bal Karcha, that cures, this is Shlichus, that cures all of Shlichus. One Bal Karcha case of Shlichus cures all of Shlichus. Similarly, one Bal Karcha case of Chatzer, and I have more than one, but a typical Bal Karcha case of Chatzer, when I just put it into her Chatzer, against her will, and she's Mikureshes, that should cure all Chatzer cases. Now Chatzer, even Matana, is categorically called Bal Karcha, can be subject to Bal Karcha, the category is subject to Bal Karcha, and as a result, the din should be Mikureshes. Why does Abaye say Ain't a Mikureshes? It's very simple. It's so simple. It's simple. You hold it to be. You hold it to be. Rabosai, what is Tosis's answer? Look at Tosis's answer. Tosis's answer is not what you guys are saying. Not what you guys are saying. Look inside. Let's see the kasha inside. Let's see the tosis.
Well, they're saying
let us see this inside. Vitema. De chotzer matona nami afal gadalesa bal karcha. Even though the case of chotzer matona is not bal karcha, nahave dumya de yada. It's still dumya de yada. Why? Why is chotzer still dumya de yada? Kevin de ashkechon chotzer bal karcha. Is chotzer like yad or not?
Yes.
It's like yad. What's the quality of yad? Yad is bein midaita bein bal karcha. Is chotzer that? Yes, it is. How do I know? The ashkun chotzer bal karcha gon chotzer shaylo kodem lachein. The tan bazog migureshes. And therefore chotzer. Again, what's the category here? The category is not matana. The category is chotzer. And once the category is chotzer, is chotzer dumi diyad, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Why? Because it can be done by Elah. Chotzer is dumi diyad, and therefore can be migreshed, even in a case where you need what? You need daita. Comes along, and says, so therefore, chotzer should be good. Just like shlichus is cured by av, so too, chotzer should be cured, chotzer matana should be cured by chotzer ragim. Amar Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, you know what? Even classic chotzer, also bal karcha. Sorry, I said it the other way. I made a mistake. Even classic chotzer is not really bal karcha, according to Abaye. Why is it not really bal karcha, according to Abaye? because she can block the get. When she sees her husband walking over with a great, good-looking, beautiful calligraphy get, about to drop it into her chutzner against her will, she can block it. How can she block it? She can make it hefker. She can make her chutzner hefker. So even in your regular chutzner case, it is subject to what? To some kind of volitionality on behalf of the Isha. And as a result, can the daughter of her father, as a ketana, ever block the husband?
No.
She is inherently handcuffed. So that is inherent Baal Korcha. Whereas when it comes to Chatzar as a category, Chatzar is not Baal Korcha. Ad kan divyatis. Now, I would like to throw out another idea. Okay, that's Tosis. You got to think about it. I told you, this Gemara is not a hard, it's a deep Gemara. There's a deep Gemara over here. I would like to throw out another idea. To salvage, to answer the Kash of Tosis. There is a case. There are many cases. But the category of Chatzer is subject to, it doesn't have to be, you can have cases of, as Yad is Bein Midaita, Bein Baal Korcha. She can accept the gap in her hands, or he can force it upon her. He can press it upon her. Chatzer also, as a category, Chatzer is categorically not Baal Korcha. She has control. And therefore, not just in the case of Matana, even in the case of her Chatzer historically, she's in control. And therefore, Ein Migurashis. Okay, Babosa, I just want to add one comment. That hand's distracting.
No, answer.
I want to add one comment. What is Abai's din? Perhaps one could argue a new idea, different idea. What is Abai's halacha? Abai's halacha is, in the Maisa Gerishin per se, she must be, in the Maisa Gerishin per se, she must be Baal Korcha. In the Maisa Gerishin per se, she must be Baal Korcha. Is Slichus the Maisa Gerishin per se? Or is that what I will call the, I don't know what the right word is, the infrastructure of the Gerishin, but not the Maisa Gerishin? In other words, the shlichus, where's the Maisa Gerishin per se? In the kinyan that is made by the shliach. The appointment of the shliach, is that in the Isha's control?
Yeah.
Yes. But is that the Maisa Gerishin?
Well,
is that the Maisa Gerishin?
No.
That's not the Maisa Gerishin. What is that? What am I calling the appointment of the shliach? That's the, I'll call it the, I need a good word. Stop.
Vehicle.
Okay, I don't have a good word for it. That's the concept. But in other words, it's the precursor of the Maisa Kinyan. It's setting up the parameters of the Kinyan. That's a better word. It's the parameters of the Kinyan, but it's not the Kinyan itself. When it comes to setting up the parameters of the Kinyan, again, you're right, Isaac, this is not what the Gemara is saying, L'chorah. It's not what the Gemara is saying. It's not the Lashon, it's not what the Gemara is saying. But let me just play it out. Let me just play it out as an idea. Whereas, in other words, what the objection of Abaye is the Isha cannot be a partner in the Maisa HaKinyan itself. She cannot be a Shutaf in the Maisa Kinyan itself. So when it comes to Kinyan Chatzer, So if he goes and deposits in her chatzer, fine, she's not a shutaf. But if the efficacy of the get is a direct outflow of her performing a kinyan on the what? On the chatzer, then she becomes a shutaf, a partner in the kinyan. You can't be a partner in the kinyan. What can you be a partner in? In the parameters of the kinyan, in the hachana, in the hechser kinyan. That is not what, that's, so therefore Abai is going to tell you, how can I fit that into the words? I'm not sure. I need to think about that. But how? But perhaps that's Abai's core shita. Now watch this. Watch this. You know what Rav Shimi would hold? Well, before I get to Rav Shimi, who would this work really, really well with? I'm going to throw out a shita, and you'll tell me what I'm talking about. This would work really, really well with the Me'iri. Really well with the Me'iri. It works perfectly with the Me'iri. I can definitely fit into Rashi, but really well with the Me'iri.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
The Me'iri is going to come first.
The Me'iri says that what comes first in our sugya, the Yesh Mefarshim, you first give her the chatzer, and then you are putting the get inside the chatzer. Why? Because the chatzer is a what? The chatzer is a what? The chatzer is the precursor. What word did we use? Is the parameters, the vehicle, but the kinyan is the get inside. The delivery, the chatzer, is step one. Step two is the kinyan of the get. Now, could you say this in Rashi as well? Even though Rashi says it all occurs simultaneously, but it all occurs simultaneously. No, it's not the same sugya. It's the same sugya. According to Rashi, it all occurs simultaneously, but really, conceptually, what's happening first? What's happening first? Conceptually, she's acquiring the chatzer, and now the get is chatzer. So, listen to what I'm saying. So the delivery of the chatzer, bein according to Rashi, bein according to Tysus, bein according to Rashi, bein according to Meiri, is what? How would you categorize the delivery of the chatzer? As the precursor, as the foundation. But what's the actual ma'asekinyan of the get? That's step two. Does a woman have any place in that? She has no place in that. She has no place in that. That she has no place. Masha Inkin. And therefore does Chatzer and Shliach. So what I'm saying right now is, what am I saying right now? Is Chatzer also is, am I losing you? Chatzer is like Shliach. I'm going to say one more time. I'm going to say one more time if I'm saying it for myself.
Would that fit in with the Bible you just said?
For what?
Would that fit in with the Bible?
Let me just say it one more time. I'm saying it for myself. I don't have a chavrusa. You are my chavrusa, hands down. I'm saying it by myself. I am saying it for myself. No, I'm going to stop before the meeting. Okay? Rabosei. We have a yesod. The yesod is that the isha cannot be a player. That's the yesod. It must be, it's subject to Baal Korcha, in that way it's Dumi Diyada. It must be subject to Baal Korcha. So far, so good? When is that true? Rav Shimi says, Shlichus is the proof. Abai is going to tell you, don't mess with Shlichus. Don't bother me with Shlichus. Why not? Because Shlichus is precursor. What is the din that of Abaye? Abaye says the Maisa Kinyan cannot be something that is only Midasa Isha. It has to be subject to Baal Korcha. Shlichus, is that the Kinyan? No, that's before the Kinyan. That's establishing to whom is the Kinyan going to be relevant. But it's not the Kinyan. The problem is in the Kinyan. So Abaye is not getting so worked up by Shlichus. I might even argue I'll fit it into the Gemara. Why? Because the second answer of Abaye, when he's saying Abba, he's telling you, no, Abba, the Abba is the Baal Davar, and therefore that's what matters. Classic Shlichus is just what? What's our word are we using?
Precursor.
So Shlichus doesn't bother me. Why does shlichus not bother me? Because that's precursor. What's not precursor? What's not precursor? Chatzer is not precursor. And in chatzer, she has a what? She has a say, and therefore what? And therefore she's a shutuk and a megreshes. This is what I meant to say. Now I'm getting it right. What does Rav Shimi hold? Rav Shimi holds this halacha of, listen carefully, this halacha of, it can't be bal karcha, it has to be bal karcha, does not only apply to ma'aser kinyan, it also applies to precursor. It also applies to precursor. And therefore, is shliach precursor? Yep. Yes. Is chatzer precursor? Chatzer is also precursor. According to whom is chatzer precursor? Right. According to Meiri, it's for sure precursor. Pashut. Even according to Rashi, it's what? It's a conceptual precursor. Why? Because logically speaking, what comes first, the chatzer or the get? The chatzer comes first, then the get. So Rav Shimi is telling you that this halacha bal karcha even applies to precursor. Chatzer is precursor, shlichus is precursor, and that's his raya. What is Abai's counter? Abai's counter is no. The din of the kinyan has to be subject to bal karcha, the precursor. That doesn't have to be subject to bal karcha. That can be shlichus as well. All right, I understand it. I said that good for myself. I don't know if anyone else got it. I'm happy to, maybe I'll say it over a little later again. Have a good day.